Wood floors, natural light, and soft colors are apparent when you walk through the doors of Jones 2 at Berkshire Medical Center. The 20-bed space is a locked unit, but all admissions are voluntary. Berkshire Health Systems plans to open the restored unit October 20th. It's the first major renovation in roughly two decades. Psychiatric Department Chair Dr. Alex Sabo explains how the features aid in mental care.
Most of the illnesses that we treat have an element of the fight-flight system being turned on. So whether you have schizophrenia and you're suffering from a psychosis, or mania, or depression, The adrenaline system of the body and the brain is turned on, which makes people fearful, skittish, edgy. So anything you can do to increase greater comfort from the environment is going to act like an additional, almost pharmacologic agent to help calm a person, help them feel a little bit safer, more nurtured.
Technology upgrades include a series of cameras covering all entrances and common areas, along with climate controls for each room. Anti-ligature sensors on top of patient bathroom doors trigger alarms.
Staff emergency.
And flashing lights, similar to ones on an emergency vehicle, direct staff to the proper room.
If somebody were having an acute attack of, sometimes like paranoia, or I have to die right now, they might be hearing voices telling them to do something like that, and they locked themselves in their room or pushed the beds up against the door or something, or did something to kind of, you could just actually pull that door right off and open it the other way so that you could go in and save the person.
Sabo says a quarter of Americans have some type of mental disorder. A report from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health finds suicide rates increased 42% from 2003 to 2012 to 9.4 suicides for every 100,000 persons. In fiscal 2013, there were nearly 7,200 emergency room visits for self-inflicted injuries. Sabo says historically suicides increase as the economy worsens. The average stay for people at Jones 2 is 6 days, during which patients receive intensive evaluation for psychiatric, medical, and emotional needs. The unit typically operates with 14 patients. Rob Crossman is a registered nurse at Jones 2.
I definitely say it's going to help us make sure our staff and the patients we have coming in are both safe. Like I said, we really try to make a community kind of atmosphere, but also maintaining that independence for people. So one of the big things that's really nice is a lot of these updates is, like I said, it's going to really help make sure everything stays safe, that there aren't any issues on the floors, there's no issues between patients, that way it's kind of just a very nice therapeutic milieu.
Renovations will begin shortly on Jones 3, which is designed as a 15-bed involuntary unit. Work is expected to be completed by the end of January. Sabo says the unit's openness and common areas assist in the therapeutic efforts.
This kind of alliance with our patients, have them be our co-investigator in their own care. And a facility like this really just adds to that.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.